God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, it feels so good to praise the name of the Lord. I'm so thankful that we can praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that it means something to us to praise the name of the Lord and to give you the fullness of the glory. Praise God for your grace and mercy this day. Lord, it's brought us all in here today to worship you. God, to look unto you, to be expecting from you and you alone. Lord, in your goodness and your love to us and what it brings. Now, God, you know every heart here today. You know the minds that are here today. And Lord, aren't we thankful that you hold them all? God, you're looking upon us, Lord God. You're trying to get our attention. Lord, let us heed your words this morning. Lord, they are the wonderful words of grace that build us up and give us an inheritance, Lord God. And we're so thankful for that, Lord Jesus, that we can look to you and you alone, and you're there all the time. And you speak to us, and your sheep know your voice. God, help us to heed the call. Lord, let your Spirit anoint, God, your Word, each and every life here today. The quickening is upon us. Help us to lay hold of the glory and the grace of God. And in the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles, if you would, with me today to Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to begin in the 22nd verse. We've been studying this wonderful fruit of the Holy Spirit. These wonderful graces that we are so blessed with. Boy, I'll tell you, having all sufficiency in all things. My goodness. And it's always. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you see why we can have boldness to face a day. I saw some bewilderment out there. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. Amen. Today, praise God, is the day of the Lord. And I'm going to rejoice in that. It's the day that He's given to me. And it is His wonderful day that He's spending with me in my heart. Praise His name. All right, let's begin reading. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. Praise God. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And brothers and sisters, may this truly, truly convict our hearts that this is the testimony of the full overcomer in Jesus Christ. This stuff, praise God, this wonderful fruit, it just flows. These are the before ordained good works that we should walk in them. I don't need to go looking for them because it is in Christ. And praise God, He put that life in me. And He's put that life in you. If you're a child of God today, and if you'll yield to that by His grace and grace alone, it will come. It will be manifest. Praise God. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. And you'll see the beauty of the Lord coming out of your life. As it says, let us also walk in the Spirit. And this is the call that we have, brothers and sisters, to walk. I'm so thankful. I appreciate. I was just led today. I don't know why. It's just the Holy Spirit. I was in there reading about Abram before the meeting here today. And how God, He said, I'm blessed you with all this. Look around you, son. It's to the north and the south and the east and the west. Now go walk in it. See, that's the problem, brothers and sisters. We're just sitting there and going, oh my goodness, I'm in fear. Look, there's giants in the land. Let me tell you something. We're going to read about a peace today. And I'm so grateful to God. I heard a song this morning about a little boy named David. You talk about peace. You talk about walking all through the land. He stood there with a sling and five stones and he faced a giant. And everybody was just quivering behind him and shaking and saying, what are you doing? They couldn't even imagine this boy. And there he was in perfect peace. And all he could think about in perfect peace was, you uncircumcised Philistine. He wasn't worried about him. He knew that the battle was the Lord's. The victory was already won. You're mine. You're mine today, and I'm going to take your head. Praise be to God. I love that stuff. See, that's my family. And I rejoice in my heritage. How about you? Amen. All right. Now, last week, brothers and sisters, we read of the joy unspeakable. And truly, it is a joy beyond words, isn't it? I think how faithful God is. I'm telling you, my heart was as heavy as it's ever been coming to this pulpit last week. And I thought, now, Lord, we're going to talk about joy today. Are we sure? And He said, now, let me tell you something. I prepare the vessel. And I'm so grateful to God. He shows me that it's continuing joy. There's joy in the sorrow. There's joy on the mountaintop. There's joy everywhere because the King's wine never leaves me, never forsakes me. God, wake me up to the crown that I got in my hand. Hallelujah. Praise His name. What a privilege. But that is the joy unspeakable, truly beyond words. And today, brothers and sisters, the peace that passes all understanding. It's the peace that'll blow your mind if you just get into it. It'll take you places you've never been. But in a sense, it's the place you've always been as a child of God, in His hand. You just start looking, man, that hand's a big hand. It's a mighty hand. And I'm in the very midst of His hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now think about this peace. John 14:27 tells us, peace I leave with you. This is Jesus Christ. He's telling you. Peace I leave with you. And that would have been wonderful, Him just to say, peace I leave with you. I'd have been so thankful for that. But this is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. See, the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and He makes them ours. He gives them to us. He makes them. What it is He shows them to us. Because we've already been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And that is the very peace of God, the very perfect peace that we're going to read about today. It's just that He shows it to me. Son, you already got this. Do you realize this? Hey, little prince. You're going to be a king. Hallelujah. Come on. Do you see it? Do you have the vision? You're going to grow up into it? Praise the Lord. That's something to be excited about. I praise we are. Now, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Isn't that wonderful? It is the very peace of Jesus Christ Himself. Not as the world giveth. And I think how precious that is. See, the world always wants you to give something to get it. It's always on a contingency basis. Did you earn it? This is grace. You've already got it. He's given it to you. And He wants you to just enjoy it. I've given it to you, son. As Brother Hill used to say, what don't you understand about free? Huh? Take it. It's yours. Praise God, you've heard of it. Take it and run. You take the grace of God. You take these wonderful gifts that He's already given you. You will run, and you'll run well, and you'll run encouraged and strengthened in the Lord and the very power of His might. And that's the only way it's ever going to be shown that this is all free to you, and that's enjoying the Holy Ghost in your life. But yet we're going to sit here confined in a pew and worry about what somebody else thinks of me. Brothers and sisters, I'm tired of conforming. It's time to be transformed, is it not? And that comes by the renewing of my mind. Praise God. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Let it. Let it flow. You don't force it. You think about the greatest athletes there's ever been. Are you thinking about anything after you get out there? It just flows. Praise be to God. Let me tell you something. We're champions. This is the final heat. There's no qualifying round here, honeys. Come on, you're running to win Him. Running to win. Okay. God help us not to get too complacent. Quicken us. All right. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isn't that wonderful? See, this does get me going because it's the Holy Ghost peace. Brothers and sisters, this is the very peace of Jesus Christ Himself. It's almighty, it's all powerful, and the reason it is because Jesus Christ tells us, I'm the prince of it. It's my peace. You'll never have any peace but of me. Your peace is not going to be in health care. Whether the government gave it to you or it came out of your own pocket. I've got complete health care. I've got the great physician. Amen. Quit worrying about these things. And I mean that, brothers and sisters. Set your affections on things above. Christianity is caught up into so many things in this world, it's not even funny today. And that's why they're being distracted. They're not tending upon the things of the Lord without distraction. He wants your attention. When I used to take my wife out, and I still do once in a while, but when I used to take my wife out and I was courting her, wouldn't that have been great if she was just looking at everything else? I never had her attention, never looked at her. I wanted her looking at me. I wanted a connection going on. I was spending time with her. I wanted to give her my heart. It was all out here. Do you get it? Amen. Praise God, I hope we do. We are there at the table with Him right now. He wants your attention now, not at a future date, not at another time. My goodness, I was late to the picnic yesterday. Can you imagine that? Thank the Lord there was still a few scraps left. And it was wonderful. I was so thankful, but it really spoke to my heart. I didn't get to enjoy all the fullness of it because I was late. Don't be late in His proposal. That table is fully spread right now. And there's going to be a time that it is too late. Because we're tending to things. Martha was running around that house. Did you realize, Martha, that Jesus Christ was about to go? Mary did. Lord, I just want to be with You. I want to be at Your feet. I want to look into Your eyes. I want everything I can absolutely get and remember always. Because with me, You just got me a little while. Just a little while. It's a vapor. It's momentary. That's your life, but I'm talking about the visiting of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus right now that is going upon His people. Hallelujah. Lovest thou me more than these? Will you go? God, encourage and quicken my heart. There is nothing worth the delay. Nothing. Nothing. All right. Now, brothers and sisters, just as we've come to discover, and I'll hurry along here. He's got a lot of things going on here, but we're talking manifold blessing. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Amen. He knows what we need today. Now, just as we've come to discover in the Holy Ghost, it wasn't just love. It's agape divine love. And it wasn't just a joy, was it? Praise God. No, no. It's a full, complete, abounding, count it all joy. Right. Don't ever forget it. Count it all joy. Because God's in it. Because He loves you. I love my children. My children know that I love them. By the grace of God, I will not quit. I will not give up. Sometimes I do get a little tired, but I've got a Father that never grows weary. He loves continually. His eye is always on me, not in judgment, but honey and encouragement and reward. Take of my son. Take of my son. You talk about a comforter. Praise be to God. Well, just as this peace is not just peace, it's perfect peace. And the Word of God tells us that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. And we all know it. God help me from faith ADD. And that's the truth. Keep my attention upon you. Don't let me be distracted. Let this mind just dwell upon your love for me. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. Do you get it? There is no flaw in this peace. There is not one chink in the armor of perfect peace. It is well. Is it well today? You know, by my spirit, everyone here today can say, it is well. It is well. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You can't shake that, can you? You can't shake the Word of God. It's a sure foundation. Now, just as last week in Romans 15, 13, we read now the God of hope. The God of hope. It's the only place you're ever going to find hope. The God of hope. All right? Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Now, just as the same for joy, it's the same for peace. Trusting and believing in God's Word is essential. Is essential if peace is ever going to dwell in your life. Amen. If peace is ever going to happen in your life. We know this. We're fighting the good fight of faith daily, aren't we? Amen. And it's very evident. No faith, no peace. Amen? Amen. Amen. And I'm so thankful to God and His faithfulness. He brings that so quickly. See, our human feeling and our great minds, we're always trying to find something that's going to satisfy it, fix it. Let this mind be in you. Can you imagine the mind that Jesus Christ had as a man here upon earth? Can you imagine that mind? Huh? Well, go drive that nail, Jesus. Go lay that board up there. You know, He could see the design of the universe. And here He was, so lowly, taking instruction from Joseph. Huh? Amen? Now come on. Do you see the perfection in this? Do you see this lowliness? Praise God. And He could see that. Do you think He can see you? Do you think He can see the need for you? Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, let this work in us. But really, if there is no faith, there is no peace. Trusting and believing in God, it tells us so clearly in the Word works effectually in them that believe. Amen. How many times I've read the Word of God? That's not going to get it. How much head knowledge I have is not going to get it. How many verses I have in Bibles I have in my house is not going to get it. I know people with a lot of them. Unfortunately, there's too much dust covering them. Uh-oh. What did he say? I'm saying get with it, brothers and sisters. Amen. Perfect attendance in a church isn't going to get it. Being pastor of Living Waters Tabernacle is not going to get it. We must believe in the Word of God. I must believe in the Word of God for myself. It has to be real for it to work effectually in my life. These aren't just things that I say. God speaks them to me. People say, I don't hear God talking. Listen to the Word. He's speaking to you all the time. And God quickened me to believe your Word. It's not a book. It's living. It's the only living thing that there is. It's going to abide forever. It has every answer for you. Praise God, it listed every problem and it gave all the answers. And it did. It shows us every human weakness. And it shows us the one power that has victory over all.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that marvelous to you? As we sit here today, and I know we all have issues, we all have needs, but they're met in one place. And He tells us, one-stop shopping, come boldly to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful? Do you think Paul, his heart was breaking? Sometimes I think he laughed a little bit, but then his heart broke. He walks into that Corinth place and he sees all of them gods to everything. And then the confusion and the doubt and the despair and the fear. Well, if we missed one to the unknown God, you got one place. One. Go. Go boldly, go quickly. go immediately. That's the trying of your faith. Isn't it wonderful? Okay, here comes this one. I'm on my knees. Jesus, help me. Here comes this one. Oh, I'm on my knees. Jesus, help me. Do you see? It's the same place. It's Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. It's not with this body and how it feels. I go to Dr. Jones. Oh, I got a legal issue and I go to Lawyer Sam. Huh? One place. Dwell in that place. Rejoice in that place. And that's the peace that passes understanding place. You're His product. Do you know that? He knows what you need. And this is it. And this is the only place that you'll ever find peace. You cannot buy this. I don't care. You can line up here the richest men and women in the world. Generations, old money, lavish money. I'll guarantee you, without Jesus Christ, there's no peace. The brother said this morning, you can drive that new car as many times as you want, but it's going to lose its song. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I can lay my head on the same pillow every night, and I can say, oh, thank you, Jesus. It's so wonderful to know you. It's so satisfying and peaceful that I know that you just love me. I know that I am yours. I know that my Father is your Father. Hallelujah. I know that I'm accepted. I know that I'm just favored. And I rest in that. Praise God for grace. Praise God for grace. But brothers and sisters, we must believe. If we're ever going to live this bounding peace, ever abounding peace, we must believe. And I'm talking about abounding in the Holy Ghost peace. It's got to be by faith. By faith, by faith. We have now peace with God. Why? The very moment we gave our heart to God, Romans 5:1 took hold. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Amen. Now get over it. I've got peace with Him. I failed. It doesn't matter. I've got peace with God. My Father still loves me. He invites me fully to come in. I'm sorry, Lord. I did fail. I understand that there's a fighting going on. There's a battle. And it's not against flesh and blood. No matter how much this world wants us to try to get into that. It's principalities and powers, and it's spiritual wickedness in high places. It's the enemy that's out there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's trying to destroy your home. He's trying to kill you. Absolutely. You're a step between you and death. Do you know that? I pray, God, you don't fear. I don't fear what man can do unto me. He holds me in His hand. You don't get it. King, you think you are against me right now? Well, if you are, God allowed it. But do you know that He holds the hearts of the kings? And He does. See, that's why you know who's for you. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I've had sweet Christian people telling me, no, your congressman is, or your president is, or this person is. Get over it! Amen. Stop it! Stop that! This stuff will defeat you. I'm not fighting against radical Islam. No. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. See, that's when we can focus on the things that count. See, the enemy's behind that. He just wants us to get caught up in this and caught up in that. And then he even brings it more home. Well, I want to get caught up in your business. Oh, she's doing that. Well, I need to go over to her house and set her straight. No, you need to just get on your knees and ask for the right type of heart so you can pray in spirit and then letting all the gifts start to take hold. But it better begin with the gift of love in your life or you, I'll tell you what, I just don't want to be useless. How about you? Slow to speak. How's that? Huh? Take that and stuff it in your heart. All right. We have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're accepted in the Beloved. How could I not thrill for you? How could I not love you? You're accepted in the Beloved. Child of God here today, thank you, brother, sister in Christ. Thank you for believing in the Lord. I know it was all to your privilege, but I thank you. I thank God that you have faith. I thank God for the work that's going on in you. We're sons of God. We're righteous. We're holy. We're invited into the throne of grace. But brothers and sisters, it's not peace with God we're talking about this morning. It's the internal state of perfect peace. Internal state of perfect peace here today. The perfect peace, praise God, that only He can bring. And the question is are we living it today? Is everything in our life, brothers and sisters, it is well? Come on. Is it well? You're never going to run from it. You can't. God gave it to you. A lot of people try to do. They try to run away from it. No, face it. Let God face it. Amen. Praise God, I want to be a David. I want to be used of the Lord. And He does it every day in my household. Choose ye this day whom you'll serve. I don't want to serve fear because that's not perfect love. I don't want to serve doubt because that's unbelief. I've been called to serve the Lord. I'm a child of the King. I'm called to endure hardness as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm warring. And I like it. Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it gets a little weary. But then I see the vision. Praise the Lord. And He brings it. He quickens it to my life. And He says, son, there's nothing more precious. There's nothing more honorable. There's nothing greater. You're fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Endure with patience. Be long-suffering in it. Do it willingly and joyfully. Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Son, you're building my inheritance up, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah! Glory to God. He told me the other night, I need that. I need you to believe in my Son. I'm your Father, and my inheritance is growing as the grace and glory of the faith in my wonderful Son grows in your life. And I just laid there in bed, and I smiled, and I smiled, and I said, thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, anything short of this peace isn't His peace at all. You know that, don't you? Huh? Do you know God says He blesses His people with peace? Do you know that He says that you'd be found in Him in peace? And when you're found in Him, you're in peace. Did you know that? He wants you to find you in peace. He's already found you. He wants you in peace. That's all He wants you. Rejoice in me. Come on. It's not be peaceful. Be full of peace. Huh? Come on, there's a difference. Brothers and sisters, this perfect peace is the greatest evidence of the full overcomer in Christ. I really do believe it. We started this series about the barometer. It's the barometric reading. The fruit of the Spirit is the barometric reading. Is are we ready? Are we ready to see Him? And He desires a bride. The wife has made herself ready. And the Word of God tells us that the heart of the husband rests in her. That's exciting. And I can speak from experience. My heart does not rest when my wife is not at peace. I want her to lift her head up. Come on now. It's the truth. His heart rests in her. I'll tell you, when my wife has peace, praise God, it brings joy to me. It brings joy to my home. I'm not talking about a happy wife. I'm talking about a wife that is full of peace. Do you see how wonderful this fruit is? Love brings joy. Joy brings joy. brings the peace. It's interwoven. You know, I laugh at times. I see these people trying to depict peace. Calm metal. Oh, dabbling my little toes over a stream, you know. This is exceeding abundant above all you ask or think, peace. See, God's explosive. The Holy Ghost, if you read about the power there, it's beyond dynamite. We're talking about the guy that, praise the Lord, set the sun in its place. One little blurp on the sun. They couldn't even make enough atomic bombs ever in this world. Even a hiccup on the sun. Oh, we get a flare going on. I'm telling you, y'all better watch like this. The all-powerful God. And He's bringing this peace. And Isaiah spoke of it. It's peace like a river. It's gushing and it's mighty. And it's amazing how it comes. And I challenge you, I ask you then, oh, you doubt it? What do you call a sweet woman who her son lays dead? And she walks to the prophet. And she said, how goes it, woman? And she says, it is well. Now that ain't some calm meadow peace. That's Niagara Fall peace. That's looking through the Grand Canyon. It's so vast, I can't tell you the peace. Huh? How about Brother Paul and Silas? There they are, beaten, scourged, put in chains. And at midnight, a song of peace. Huh? But see, the song of peace, a lot of people think, oh yeah, they're just in there singing. Caused an earthquake. Shook the place up. Brought fear into the hearts of them that didn't know what was going on. Broke the chains. Huh? I want to soar. And if I don't have peace, it's never going to happen. Then I could talk about so many others. Oh my goodness. Joseph betrayed by his brethren. Huh? There is a guy that had every right to be bitter. There's a guy that had every right to not be at peace. Could you imagine the grudge he could have held for those years? Oh, it felt good, wouldn't it? Let me just be mad at my brothers for 10, 20, 30. Forever, how's that? No. A peace rushed in. And you know where the peace of God came from? He believed the Word of God. That's it. He believed the Word. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good. Job, his 10 children lay dead. All his riches gone. A bitter, hysterical wife at his ear saying, curse God and die. Oh, his 3 familiar friends. Job, man, you must have really done something wrong. What did you do? We'd like to know. We'd like to go back to the village and talk about it. And all that brother could say is, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's not that I would give anything for that peace. He gave everything and brought us that peace. Do you realize that? And we've had brethren and sisters in this word. They live this peace. And here I'm harboring these things. Whether it is the bitterness. Whether it is the heartache. Whether it is the sorrow. Whether it is the I was done wrong. No. No. My peace I give unto you. My peace. And I want it to be evident in me because I love Him. I love Him. And the peace that flows like a mighty river. Oh, it engulfs. It teaches us that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You on a mountaintop today? Praise God, there's hinds feet for you. Amen. That's the only thing that brought you there. Amen? Amen. How about in the desert today? Look at the stream. Your feet are even standing in it. Hallelujah. It wasn't, it was over there. I was standing in it all the time. I'm getting it. He brought that to me this past week. I was caught up in a sorrow. I was feeling sorry for myself. God help me, that's the worst place to be. Oh, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. You're so blessed. We've got it all. All. And so much more. The King's wine is always there. So what can I render unto the Lord? Honey, just take of the cup of salvation and drink. Drink it up. Drink it up. And you know what happened this week? I'll give you my closing testimony. I've been sitting there all the time at that dinner for two I told you about. You're there too. And you and you and you and you. It's just Jesus and me. Love to invite you, but you know what? Three's a crowd. Tell that to me too. And I drank of the King's wine. And I lifted my face. And the peace came. The peace came. And it flooded. It did. It just gushed. To the point where I said, you know, I can't stand it anymore, Lord. I'm jumping across this table. I'm drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss you. And He's kissed me with the kisses of His mouth ever since. I've got peace. You've got peace. Because we've got perfect peace. Let's bow our heads. Oh yes. Dear God, we thank You, Lord. Thank You that You've brought this peace to us. Lord, I am confident that Your timing is always exact. We live in a world that is searching for the false peace, that is crying out for the false hope. Oh, I'm thankful to God that I kneel and bow before the God of all hope. I'm thankful to God that I profess the name above all names, who is the Prince of Peace. I'm thankful to God that that Spirit of Christ lives and reigns in me. Lord, let us know this hope that we have been called to. Let me just ask a prayer, praise God, for all of Your children. For me, God, for all of us, that we would look fully into Your wondrous face and find the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Oh, I love Him.